Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Yeah, ace. All right, 627. Let's get to it. Sports time.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. Other amazing Bud products. New ones for the fall. Make sure you're into that fall spirit. Fall spirit.
Spirit fingers.
What? Oh, God. Anyway, we ruined Bud Distributing somehow real quick. Anyway, hit them up. Bud Distributing. Get stocked up so you're never thirsty, man. Ever. Absolutely. Ever.
Start with the NFL. Last night, actually, that's all it's going to be this morning because, it's football season. And, you know, if you like other sports, too bad. NFL. Last night, Cowboys beat the Giants 23-16. Real quick, CeeDee Lamb made a one-handed touchdown catch, 8:30 left to play, to cap the go-ahead drive, and the Cowboys beat the Giants, like I said, 23-16. Ezekiel scored on a one-yard run to ignite a comeback from a seven-point deficit. Brett Maher kicked three field goals as the Cowboys beat the Giants for the 10th time in 11 games. Blah, 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 blah. Not really exciting because it's really not really an important game. Both teams suck. Cowboys usually beat these guys, and not a big surprise, I say. But I wanted to say thank you, CeeDee Lamb, for catching that last night because I had him on fantasy, and I needed him to score some points last night for me to win this week in fantasy. And that touchdown catch did it. And I didn't see it. I didn't know about it until this morning because I watched the first half, and they bombed one to CeeDee Lamb, hit him right in the numbers, right in the chest, bow! Nothing but green in front of him. Drops it. Just like, okay, I'm going to bed. That's all I needed to see.
That's it. I'm done.
So thank you. Thank you, CeeDee Lamb, for making that one-handed catch, blah, 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 whatever. I didn't see it, but, hey, you won me in fantasy last night. Good job. Moving on. This is kind of crazy, man. Crazy story. Pro Bowl. Did you hear about this?
No.
As we know, no more.
What?
The NFL announced that the All-Star Game will be replaced by week-long skills competitions and other events with a flag football game between the AFC and NFC on February 5th in Las Vegas. Part of the Pro Bowl games will be produced by Peyton Manning's Omaha Productions. Manning will also be on the coaching staff for the flag football game at Allegiant Stadium, the new stadium in Vegas. East and West Shrine Bowl is what they're calling it. That's not what they're calling. The East and West Shrine Bowl, it's a senior collegiate showcase football game, will also be played in Vegas during that week as well. But, yeah, it's now a flag game. Not doing the old pads and, fitting up and not tackling. Because after last year, I think everybody was like, why are we even doing this? Stupid.
You and I have kind of, you know, ranted on this, and it's the same thing. It's the same preseason type deal.
Right.
It's like,
that might be next.
Yeah, we love football, right? We want football in our lives, but there's also, you got to outweigh the risk and the reward. And when was the last time the only reason people care about going to the Pro Bowl is because you get to go to Hawaii, right? It's in Hawaii, right? That's where it's been?
Yeah, I mean, it is, but is it in Vegas now?
Oh, that's a good...
Because the flag football game is being played at Allegiant Stadium, which is the new football field in Vegas, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think this is smart because it's just, it's one less way for our favorite players to get just lit up or some stupid injury.
Well,
yeah.
They're not even playing anymore, no. So it's like, why do it? It's like you can tell even the players are like, no, I'm not out here to try to get hurt.
Well, like you said, just do the skills contest. Let them play paintball. I mean, I don't know. Like, I mean, it's just cause no one cares about the game.
You know what they should do? It's a big golf match.
That's even something like that. Yeah. Dodgeball, literally anything other than putting
still
pads
get hurt
on.
In dodgeball.
That's true.
You know, and honestly, you could still get hurt in flag.
Yeah.
Here's another thing too: is flag. You take the pads off, but now you feel like you can go a little. You can go full speed now.
That's a good point. I think a lot of the guys though. It's more of like the I planted wrong and there goes my knee and my career. So
I mean, people will still probably get hurt, but
yeah.
I mean. I got hurt in flag. Remember that? Took two steps.
That's different, though. That's just because you're so
both
ridiculous.
Quads. Both quads. Wham, wham. Boom, boom.
You're so ridiculously out of shape. I don't think I'd worry about, you know, I'd worry about Tyreek Hill, you know, snapping both hammies.
I'm not terribly out of shape. It was just we were drinking so much that morning on the fishing trip. The first snap I took, two steps. I was dried up rubber bands, dude. I didn't have any water. I mean, it was my own fault.
I don't think we'd ever have to worry about Walter Payton seizing up, all right? Because both his hamstrings snapped like twigs.
Hey, man, they're in Vegas now. They might be drinking a lot, you know?
Oh, both of them. Dear God, why?
What was those noises? Those two snapping noises.
I'll never forget. Hunter took like 10 steps. Just reared up.
Sack of potatoes. I didn't put my hands out to like brace my fall. It was just straight face to the ground.
I didn't know hamstrings could make that noise when they popped. Like, it was insane. Yeah.
My God. I had to like be carried into the car. It hurts so bad. Seriously, that night trying to get into the hot tub, I couldn't get in the hot tub because I couldn't raise my leg up over the up over the edge.
Flag football, just.
I know, dude. It's so sad.
Hey. God. Oh God, why?
It hurts so bad. It really.
Yeah, you were up for the season, man.
Yeah, for a good 5 games for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, who cares about my flag football injury. Talking about pros here. But, hey, no more Pro Bowl anymore, guys. It's weird to say that, but, hey. And one quick question before we get further. Actually, we have to go. One quick question on this.
Yeah.
If by show of hands, the people that are in the NFL, by show of hands, who wants the preseason games to happen? Do you think the majority wouldn't raise their hand? Because I think the majority would, because all the second stringers want to play.
Yeah, but they don't get a say in that. And I don't know.
Why not? They're the ones playing. Here's the thing.
Here's Aaron Rodgers, though. Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, all those guys are more valuable than...
And they don't have to play.
They don't have to, but they usually always do. I still think, like I've always said, just do shoulder pads, helmets, and shorts, half speed, let them get some, I don't know, it's just, it's not worth it.
I don't think that's doing anything for you, though. I think the idea of the preseason is getting that football mode, you know, and even just being, like, if you're a first stringer on the sidelines, at least you're, like, out there in the stadium getting into, like, the vibe.
You know what, though?
I'm saying? You're looking around.
You
like,
made
okay,
a comment the other day, is that, I'll use that to this argument. You're pros. You should always be ready to go. That's why you got into the pros. Then, if anything, just make the games count. All right?
Okay, here's another analogy. And even cars these days, when you start your car in the winter, you just want to take off. It's not good for the car. You know, you got to warm up. It's a good analogy, isn't it? Damn good analogy. Yes.
Actually, they say there's no need to do that at this point.
No, that's not true.
Don't listen to
Brock. The oil in your car needs to warm up. Shut up. Don't even try to start that rumor. Unless it's electric, and I even think that needs a little bit of time to heat up.
No, you don't need to. Not for 35 minutes. It doesn't need to sit out there. All right.
Like I said, you don't need 6 preseason games, but probably 2. I'm saying two.
Or just make all the games count. Add 4 more games. And just make them all count, all right? But that gives you
something.
That gives you a little more wiggle room, all right?
It makes it worth something. Like, well, you did win the 2 preseason games, so you guys get the ball.
Yeah, something like that. There you go. I don't see the point in it right now, other than getting major players hurt on goofy plays, just like at the Pro Bowl. That's my take.
You're just scared because. Aaron Rodgers, wimpy leg.
He's old, all right? He's old.
Not as old as Tom.
That's true.
I ain't bitching.
You saw how Tom played the other day. Good Lord.
Just shut up. Embarrassing. Man, pretty good.
Embarrassing. Okay, look, I know we got to go, and we were just sitting there just blabbering on, but I do have to, real quick, did you see the video of, I believe, the Bills offensive coordinator after the final play there?
Uh-uh.
For the Bills game, Dude, everyone's talking about Tom Brady slamming his tablet down. This guy goes berserk.
I have to look this up.
Hold on. I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to send it to you right now in the message because you got to see.
He just loses it. I've seen people lose it on the sideline, and some people just can't handle it.
So, yeah, this was posted somewhere else by someone, but it's actual footage.
Should I play it? Is it going to be swearing? Oh,
no, there's no swear. Just play it. Just play it.
No.
Throws his headphones down. Tablet goes
ham. Oh my god! Yeah, he needs some therapy. He needs something.
He's angry. He's
a puppy.
He is angry. All right, take a loot. Calm down. You're fine. You're fine.
Need the loot.
Anyway, so got anything else?
That's it. It's 6:38. We got to go. But yes, there's plenty in sports this morning. Coming up next hour, more football and more football.
Perfect. I love it. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
WIRX.
Well, hey there. Good morning. 7:30, Brock Hunter. Sorry, dude. I left you no time for sports.
Hey, you know what? It's fine because we got a lot of it. So it's my time and you're going to deal with it.
We're going to, I don't care. Take it right to 8.
I'll rip through some headlines. How about that?
All right. Well, let's get to it. Sports time.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Getting stocked up so you're never thirsty. Bud Distributing, all sorts of great products for you to enjoy. Libations to wet that whistle.
Yep. A lot of NFL stories this morning. We're going to start out with a game last night. Cowboys beat the Giants 23-16. Blah, 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 blah. It was a fun game to watch. I got through half of it. Last night, wife was like, wait a second. You're cheering for Dallas? I'm like, no, I'm not cheering for Dallas. I'm cheering for that guy on Dallas, CeeDee Lamb. We need him to catch some balls, get some touchdowns. You know, she's like, wait, why? Well, he's on my fantasy league. She's like, so you're not cheering for Dallas? I'm like, no. Don't worry about Dallas. Worry about if they say CeeDee Lamb, the announcer says CeeDee Lamb, just let me know.
Then we're good.
Just shut up. Just watch the game.
Listen here, you dumb broad. I don't got time to explain this to you, okay?
For Christ's sakes, we're cheering for CeeDee Lamb, not the
Cowboys. Just sit there, look pretty, be quiet, okay? I'm just trying to watch the game here.
Here we go.
Cripes.
You know? All right, some bad news in the NFL. This is crazy. Bucs relocating to the Miami area because of, Buccaneers relocate operations to the Miami area in preparation for the next weekend's game against Kansas City Chiefs. Big game ahead of the potential impact of Hurricane Ian. You know, you've heard about this.
Yeah.
Sweeping through Florida, pretty serious. Got some family down there, man. You know, and it's just, it's scary. You just kind of forget about that sometimes. Like, oh, yeah. It happens a lot down there.
Well,
all of a sudden, boom.
We're up here. Thank God there's no hurricanes. I mean, we get some snow and some blustery winds, but hurricanes, 150 mile an hour, 180. Like, yeah, I don't want to live in an area that's got that.
Man.
Cripes.
And it hits hard.
Yeah.
It's like living in Tornado Alley. Mm-hmm. Wait, you don't have a basement? What?
Just easier
to get one.
Easier just to, put a new mobile home down.
Anyway, yeah, hearts out to anybody in Florida having to deal with that right now and getting prepped for that and, you know, whatever you have to do. Because, man, couldn't imagine. Another bad news in the NFL, Garrett, Cleveland Browns defensive end Myles Garrett remains under hospital care after being involved in a one-car accident following practice. Team says Garrett did not suffer life-threatening injuries but provided no real further details on his condition. Agent says Garrett has remained alert, responsive while getting medical attention.
Why are you bringing us down on sports?
That's what's in sports. That's what's being reported. I'm a sports reporter, okay?
God.
Deal with it. You know what? Things happen, Brock, and you got to report them.
My God.
Here's what I forget about sometimes, though. Oh, yeah, these guys, like, they're done with practice. They're driving home just like us.
Yeah.
You know?
Like
you just kind of look up at NFL players like, oh, yeah, aren't you being driven around everywhere? No.
But you just
even after games, like, hey, I'm getting in the car and.
You hop on your jet and fly away? Isn't that what you do? No?
Okay. That's not how it is.
Yeah.
It's weird to think about that. Yeah,
very weird. Very weird.
You know, real quick, another NFL bad news. Or is it bad news or no? Pro Bowl, no more. The game, I should say. NFL announced that the All-Star game will be replaced by week-long skills competitions and other events with a flag football game between the AFC and NFC on February 5th in Las Vegas. So are they moving it to Vegas now instead of Hawaii?
Yeah, must be.
You're getting the raw end of the deal now if you're in the NFL, you know, make it to the Pro Bowl. These guys got to go to Hawaii. I mean, Vegas is fun, but
it's not like
now I got to gamble. Damn it.
Not that they can't afford a trip to Hawaii, you know.
I mean, you're right. But what do you think about the flag game? You think that? I think it'll be better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, again, no one's really watching. And there's been some clips you see from, like, the Pro Bowl, and you're like, oh, wow, that was a hard hit. Like, we need to ease. I think flag football is great because what people want to do is they just want to see their favorite players, all right?
Exactly.
What they don't want to do is see their favorite players get hurt.
Snap a knee.
Yeah, for a game that literally means nothing.
No.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea. I think it's a step in the right direction. Yeah. So.
It'll be interesting, though, because what flag football does, though, it allows you to go full speed again.
Yeah.
You know, so it'll be interesting. Two more stories real quick. Another football one real quick. Drones interrupted baseball games over the past couple seasons. They have. I didn't know that. Now it seems like it's football's turn. Washington and Stanford game at Husky Stadium, Seattle, Saturday night. Delayed a few minutes when a drone blinking red and green lights spotted over the field. Refs had to take all the players off the field and everything until the drone flew away, but seeming to become more of a problem. And you know what? It pisses me off because I love my drone, and other people are going to root it for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
By doing things like this that are illegal. So stop that. Don't do that because it's just not – they're not going to take yours away. Eventually, they're going to be like, okay, everybody, done. You're done. Everybody's done. And that sucks. So stop that. Don't ruin it for me. I love that thing. One more story real quick. Running. This is incredible. We're going to end it on a good note. We had a new world record, ladies and gentlemen. One that actually effing matters. I'm going to attempt this guy's name, but pardon me if I'm way off. Ulid Kipchoge.
Oh, nailed it. That was exactly what
I'm going to call him Kip. We're going to call him Kip. Kip from Kenya shattered his own record when he won the Berlin Marathon at a time of 2 hours and 1 minute 9 seconds, 30 seconds faster than the previous record, which was set in 2018. This is what he said. My legs and my body still feel young. Well, yeah, apparently.
Wait.
You're shattering world records by 30 seconds like that. Kip, that's what he said after the race. But most important thing is my mind, and it also feels fresh and young. I'm so happy to break the world record. I saw a little video on this, and when he crossed the line, it looked like he just started.
Not even sweating. Ridiculous.
Not even sweating. Smiling, waving, doing like tipping his hat like Phil Mickelson to people. I'm like, this guy's not even breathing. I felt like he could have sprinted at the end, like picked it up a little bit more.
You said a marathon, right? Like the full 21 miles or whatever it is?
2 hours, 1 minute, 9 seconds. And the pace he had at the end. Like it would be a sprint for us.
So wait. He ran 20. So a marathon is 26 miles, 26.21 miles.
I mean, I don't know. I have no idea. They don't have those stats there. I'm not sure how long the marathon.
That's what I looked it up. It's a marathon. What they call it. On average, men complete a marathon in little more than 4 hours, while women take roughly 4.5 hours, probably because they had to stop for directions. The marathon running population, typically 34% female, 60%. But yeah, no. So this guy ran 26.21 miles in how long?
It's insane. 2 hours, 1 minute, 9 seconds.
What?
Yeah, so there's a YouTube video out there of a professional runner, a guy who does this, like a professional runner, right? And he keeps this guy's pace, but he only does it for like 5 minutes, and the guy's dead. 5 minutes of doing it, he gets off the treadmill. He's like, there's no way. He's like, there's no way. It's impossible. This guy kept this pace for 2 hours, blah, blah, blah. He's like, it's, you guys don't understand. Like full dead sprint. And this guy's smiling at the end of it. Could have kept going.
That's just
how?
That's bothersome. That's bothersome.
How? Like, you don't need a car. You don't need a car at that point. I'm just going to run everywhere and get there quick. That's just insane, guys. Anyway, check out that video if you can find it.
I've run 26.21 miles in my life.
I started to get a side cramp like 4 blocks up the road.
My God.
I got to stop for a second and hold my side like, ooh.
Just hauling it.
Rub
ass.
That out.
God, it's just, it doesn't even sound fun. It doesn't even, like, man. It doesn't sound fun.
You know. Anyway. All right. Incredible feats in sports this morning.
For sure. All right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.